As the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey continues its 15-month investigation into Bridgegate, WNYC has unearthed documents that shed new light on one of the central figures behind the lane closures. The documents point to much greater contact between David Wildstein and the governor's inner circle than Chris Christie has acknowledged. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein has the story.
A year ago January, almost no one had ever heard of David Wildstein.
Well, let me just clear something up, okay? About my childhood friend, David Wildstein.
He'd been an anonymous political blogger, ran a rug business, and was the $150,000 a year director of interstate capital projects at the Port Authority. Also, he'd gone to school with Chris Christie.
We didn't travel in the same circles in high school. You know, I was the class president and athlete. I don't know what David was doing.
That was the theme of a marathon news conference Christie held after the release of the explosive email from his top aide to Wildstein. Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee. Christie distanced himself.
I don't even remember in the last 4 years even having a meeting in my office with David Wildstein. I may have, but I don't remember it.
Well, he did. We found Wildstein's schedules from his tenure at the Port Authority. We corroborated them through current and former Port Authority and Trenton staffers, records released by the governor's legal team and the New Jersey legislature, and other knowledgeable sources who declined to be named because of the ongoing federal investigations. Wildstein's calendars list 7 State House meetings with Governor Christie, but WNYC could only confirm 2. The logs were sometimes inconsistent with records provided by the Christie administration and reviewed by WNYC. But we did confirm that about once a month, Wildstein met with Bill Stepien, Christie's 2-time campaign director. He also met repeatedly with Michelle Brown, one of the governor's closest advisors. And from time to time, he met with another member of Christie's inner circle, Mike Duhaime.
My message as the political hack up here who runs political campaigns...
Duhaime was Rudy Giuliani's campaign manager when he ran for president in 2008. Ever since, he's been Chris Christie's political strategist.
The only thing that matters for a political party or for an organization like this is winning.
And win they did. Duhaime, the private consultant, and Stepien, the Christie staffer, were responsible for Governor Christie's meteoric rise. Wildstein was installed at the Port Authority to get things done, like an expensive project to raise the Bayonne Bridge, a key priority of the laborers' union.
Good morning, everybody. All right, first of all, today is about jobs.
The labor union endorsed Christie. Then there was the New Path Station.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be back in Harrison.
The town's Democratic mayor endorsed Christie. The Port Authority offered Fort Lee Mayor Mark Sokolich free buses to the Edgewater Ferry. They gave the town 11 artifacts like burnt steel from the World Trade Center. Wildstein gave Sokolich a private tour of the Trade Center site. At the same time, Christie's political team was seeking an endorsement. Sokolich didn't seem to get the message. It's now 8 weeks until Election Day 2013.
At 211, Fort Lee traffic is a nightmare. The GW Bridge is totally gridlocked.
On September 9th, the first day of school, buses were late, emergency vehicles were stuck, hour-long commutes stretched to 4. The lane closures continued. September 10th, September 11th. On the 11th, Wildstein joined Christie at an event at the World Trade Center for the 12th anniversary of the attacks. Before the ceremony begins, Wildstein can be seen in official photographs having an animated conversation with Christie, smiling and checking his BlackBerry. Wildstein would later say he spoke to the governor about the lane closures that day. Christie told his lawyer, Randy Mastro, he didn't recall any talk of lane closures.
And the fact of the matter is that a mention of a traffic problem would not have registered, been memorable, been meaningful. There are traffic problems and issues all the time at the bridges and tunnels.
But it was memorable enough to draw the attention of the Wall Street Journal. On November 7th, just after the election, the Journal ties the lane closures to Wildstein. The next day, Wildstein's calendar has the entire day blocked out with one word: Trenton. This is when Mike Duhaime, Christie's top political strategist, gets involved. He invites Wildstein for breakfast at Rocking Joe's in Westfield. We know from Duhaime's interview with Christie's legal team that the two discussed the closures and who was responsible. 6 days later, on a Sunday, there's a cryptic entry in Wildstein's calendar, CC. Christie's initials. Black Horse Tavern, Mendham. That's the small town where Christie lives. The meeting was set for 1 p.m., half a block from Christie's church. Christie's office says there was no meeting with the governor. This is the week there are a flurry of calls and meetings among Christie aides about the upcoming testimony of Bill Baroni, senior members of Christie's staff, former prosecutors, Prep Baroni. He tells lawmakers there was a traffic study gone awry. He is not well received.
That defies all logic, and nobody in this room believes that.
A few weeks later, Christie takes his first question on the lane closures.
I worked the cones, actually, Matt. Unbeknownst to everybody, I was actually the guy out there. I was in overalls and a hat, so I wasn't. But I actually was the guy working the cones out there. You really are not serious.
But the next Monday, December 9th, Port Authority staffers tell the legislature there was no traffic study. 3 days later, at 4 in the afternoon, the legislature subpoenas Wildstein and Baroni. Then everyone starts calling and texting and meeting with everyone else. Duhame, the strategist, calls Wildstein for 90 minutes until 1 in the morning. Duhame's next call is from Governor Christie at 7:30 a.m. At 8, there's an entry on Wildstein's calendar about an in-person meeting, W.S., Bill Stepien's initials, Mottville, where Wildstein lives. Bill Stepien is at this point getting ready to run Christie's presidential race. His lawyer denies the meeting occurred. The calls and texts between Stepien and Duhame, the two strategists, don't stop. Within just 1 hour, there are 17. Duhame explains it like this. He was trying to find out if Wildstein was sure that there were emails showing a top Christie staffer knew of the closures beforehand. He says Wildstein tells him 100%. And he relays that to Stepien. Still, Stepien asks Duhame to, quote, sit with him in person, ASAP. It isn't clear if Duhame and Wildstein later met because Wildstein's job and the calendar end here. All of this is going on from early in the morning until Christie walks out to the podium to face reporters.
Good morning.
He denies anyone on his staff had anything to do with the lane closures.
Yeah, I have absolutely no reason to believe that, Angie. And I've made it very clear to everybody on my senior staff that if anyone had any knowledge about this, that they needed to come forward to me and tell me about it. And they've all assured me that they don't.
On January 8th, the Bergen Record publishes the emails Wildstein gave to the legislature.
Well, let me tell you, everybody, I was blindsided yesterday morning.
The U.S. Attorney's investigation continues. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.
WNYC's Matt Katz contributed to this report.